We welcome Ian Banner, co-founder of the Laureus World Sports Awards. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Clarence. Terrific to be in touch again.
Yes, my colleague was saying we was robbed. Was he right?
It was certainly a Spanish sweep, but as opposed to a South African sweep last night, and that wasn't because it was in Madrid. The Academy, which is now 73 members strong, are the exclusive electoral college who vote in total secrecy, and the votes are all evaluated by PwC. And so it was the fall on the night. We've had our successes in the past, but last night was Spain's time to shine.
Yeah, Ian, where was your vote? I know you said it was secret, but where was your vote?
Oh, listen, the one time I can't be sort of ubiquitous is when South Africa's involved. But my heart was pulled to the green and the gold of the Springbok team, and of course to Sia. Not forgetting, equally importantly, perhaps more importantly, the Justice Project, which was nominated in the Sport for Good Award, which is the organization that I set up and I'm most proud of, when we see some 300 projects around the world with remarkable leaders helping up to net 7 million children. It's very special.
Yeah. There are 69 all-time greats who make up the Laureus Academy. Are 68 of them Spanish?
Certainly not. There's only a couple of Spaniards in the mix.
Okay.
And so I think it was very well deserved. If you consider the Spanish women's team against the box and the other four nominees, what they achieved in a single year was just extraordinary.
So, tell us about these awards. It's much more than awards, isn't it, Ian? It's comprised of 69 all-time greats. Tell us more.
Well, when we set it up, I was working at that time very closely with Johan Rupert, and Johan had the idea of an Oscars of World Sport. And I said to him after much discussion, I didn't think it would work on its own. Single stake in the ground can easily be knocked over. And I suggested we create an academy of legendary sportsmen and women to be our electoral college and our sort of beating heart of the organization. And that we then work with those people to support a charity, which we set up as Sport for Good, where sport is used as a tool for social change. It's not about becoming a great sports star. It's about a trusted environment that kids love to be part of. And in that environment, working with them to address social issues and communities, which are so many-fold, from HIV/AIDS to drug abuse to crime to just a myriad of incredible negative issues that need to be dealt with, psychological issues, etc. And fortunately, it was the first of its kind, but it's proven, we created, I say, a tripod, and it was still tough to get it going because I was the one who had to go and convince all of these mega athletes to give their name and their likeness and their image for no money. And somehow I conned them into joining us in those first years. And the rest is history.
Ian, we are under pressure, just time-wise. So tell us about the presence that Laureus has in South Africa. I know you are in 40 other countries. South Africa specifically, tell us more about that presence here.
So South Africa, chaired by Morne du Plessis. We have a fantastic board of trustees and a terrific management team. It is the leading foundation out of all of the global foundations. It is innovative. It does amazing work. We have 26 projects currently. We have another 6 or 7 that are affiliated with us. And basically, we work closely, always with a remarkable individual in a community that wants to make a difference. And we span throughout South Africa. The information is on the website, given that time is short. But I'm very, very proud of the work of the Laureus Sport for Good Foundation Trust in South Africa, so ably headed up by our very own Morne du Plessis.
We're going to have to rest it there, but I think it's fitting. Congratulations to tennis star Novak Djokovic. I think it was a fitting conclusion to the night in terms of Sportsman of the Year. How do you feel about it, Ian Banner?
No doubt about it. And to have Tom Brady, who is the number one, NFL is the biggest sport in America. He's the biggest star in the sport. To have Tom on stage presenting the award was further confirmation that we are global and recognized by the very, very top athletes. And I really believe it is that electoral college, that group of people, they all respect each other, and so they attract each other into this work, and we're enjoying the success that they bring.
And Novak is Serbian, just for the record. He's fifth Laureus World Sportsman of the Year award, and deservingly so. Thank you, Ian Banner, joining us today, co-founder of Laureus, telling us more about it.